From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Government is committed to strengthening Cayman's health service offerings and cleaning up Cayman. In 2020, $43,000 has been allocated to cover the construction of a new residential long-term mental health facility in East End, along with the implementation of the integrated solid waste management system. $8 million of the funds will go toward national housing development. In other local news, today is the day. Vendors wanting to participate in this year's Heroes Day celebrations have until 5 p.m. today to submit their proposals.
National Heroes Day is a day of enjoyment, of national pride, and we invite the entire Cayman Islands to come out. Every year we do this differently, we do it bigger, and we have lots in store.
Chief of Protocol Melanie Sims tells CIGTV this year's theme is centered around the Constitution and those who pioneered it. Vendor proposals can be submitted at Government Administration Building or emailing nationalevents@gov.ky. Heroes Day celebrations are Monday, January 27th in Heroes Square. Turning to regional news now, another earthquake has hit the island of Puerto Rico, registering magnitude 5.2 on Wednesday. Here's CARIB Update's Wendy Chateau with more.
Scientists at the United States Geologic Survey placed the center of the earthquake west-southwest of the town of Guanica. More than 1,280 earthquakes have hit Puerto Rico's southern region since December 28. More than two dozen of them magnitude 4.5 or greater, according to the USGS. Among them was a 6.4 magnitude quake that hit on January 7, killing one person and injuring nine others, and a 5.9 magnitude aftershock that occurred Saturday, causing further damage. Government officials say the quakes have caused a preliminary $110 million in damage, toppled part of a framed rock formation landmark, and damaged or destroyed more than 550 homes. The seismic activity that experts say is unusual but not unexpected has unleashed scientific debate about what's causing it and drawn international attention to the area where more than 4,000 people have sought shelter as they wonder when the ground will stop trembling.
That's CARIB Update's Wendy Chateau reporting. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. Ukraine has started a criminal investigation into allegations of illegal US surveillance of the former American ambassador in Kiev, Mary Yovanovitch. It follows the release of text messages between a close associate of President Trump's lawyer and a Republican congressional candidate, which suggests that Ms. Yovanovitch was being spied on in Kiev. Washington is getting ready for another day of ceremony as the US Senate prepares for the impeachment trial next week of Mr. Trump. Prosecutors are due to read out the charges. The judge will take his oath and senators will be sworn in as jurors. Foreign ministers from countries that lost citizens on the plane shot down by Iran last week have demanded that those responsible be brought to justice. The ministers said the Iranians needed to conduct a thorough and open investigation and compensate the victims' families. The UN has warned that children in Syria are enduring appalling conditions, with some being arrested, tortured, or even publicly executed. Human rights investigators have released a report assessing the impact of the ongoing war nearly 9 years after it began. Germany says the Libyan rebel leader Khalifa Haftar has agreed to abide by a ceasefire with the forces of the UN-recognised government in Tripoli. The general's forces have been trying to capture the city. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas is in Libya for talks. The daughter of the former president of Angola, who's accused of owing the state vast sums of money, has suggested she might run for president. In an interview with the BBC, Isabel dos Santos repeatedly refused to rule out a presidential bid. And a Spanish billionaire has been sentenced to 18 months in jail and fined $58 million for trying to smuggle a Picasso painting out of Spain to sell at auction. Jaime Botín, who's 83, will forfeit the work, Head of a Young Woman, which has been declared a national treasure. BBC News.